To begin the fourth quarter, it'd be Cimarron's football, first and 10 at the Scott City 26-yard line. They would have an illegal shift on the play, and Scott City would get their second pick of the night, also second pick by the same player.
Legal procedure on Cimarron on the play, free play. Pass is going to be intercepted, maybe.
He called it.
And it is a pick. Blaine Culp with the pick. His second one of the night. They tried to go to the tight end, Hunter Rennick. As a legal procedure, legal motion on Cimarron with multiple players moving. So Scott City needs to take advantage of this turnover. They will have it at their own 11-yard line, first and 10 with 11:53 to go.
After Blaine Culp's second interception of the game, it set up the Beavers first and 10 at their own 12-yard line. Just 7 seconds into the fourth quarter with the Beavers trailing 3-0. Unfortunately, Scott City was unable to get anything moving. They netted 4 yards on 3 plays. They would punt the football, and that would set up Cimarron at their own 44-yard line with 10:32 to go in the game. The Blue Jays would take advantage of a penalty on third down on a pass play.
3 receivers set, 2 to left, 1 to the right. Ball in the middle of the field at the 50-yard line. It'll be Harrison looking left, rolling to his left, steps up under pressure. Now he rolls to his right, back to his 35, will throw a jump ball. Pass is going to be almost intercepted. We may have interference on Scott City. They were both fighting for position.
That penalty was on a 3rd down and 5 pass play that went incomplete, and unfortunately for Scott City, it was a pass interference. Kind of a tough call against the Beavers. It looked like the two players were kind of fighting hand position for the football there, and unfortunately went against Scott City a call there. And it was hard to tell all the way through. Just looking on film, it looked like it was just hand fighting and really a no call, but the official was closer to it, made the call, so Cimarron would get the football 15 yards down the field there, and they would convert another 3rd down on this drive here, and it ended up being a big one that set up their first touchdown of the night.
Right now it would be about a 40-yard field goal if they do not gain anything, and the Blue Jays have 10 to snap it, and they have no timeouts left. As they line up here with 5 to snap it, Harrison will take the snap, roll to his left, looking downfield under some pressure. He's just going to take off and run inside the 15. He's got the first down inside the 10 and down to the 4-yard line. He scrambles for a 19-yard run, and it's first and goal Blue Jays with 5:43 to go.
Once again, the scrambling effects of Braxton Harrison plague Scott City on that 3rd down pass play. He rushed for 19 to the Scott City 4-yard line that set up first and goal. And it was the backup running back who would put the first touchdown on the board for the Blue Jays.
And so the Blue Jays will have it goal to go at the 4-yard line. And with time running out, leading 3-0, they will tighten things up with a receiver left. Half diamond formation from the 4-yard line, first and goal. High snap at handoff left side to Eskom. He's inside the 2. Juan leans forward. Touchdown, Cimarron. Eskom makes it 9-0 Blue Jays with 5:11, and the clock continues to run here in the fourth quarter.
Mason Eskom would be a big change of the game for Cimarron because Tate Siebold had been the main running back. He had about 12 carries. 12 carries for about 31 yards, and he left the game on offense early in the third quarter. He got hit pretty hard a few times there, and he only played defense the rest of the night, but the left guard would move back to running back, and Mason Eskom would end up with 15 carries and 53 yards, including that touchdown that put Cimarron up 9-0 on a 7-play, 56-yard drive that took 5 minutes and 19 seconds, and the 2-point conversion was no good for Cimarron, so it remained 9-0. Still the door slightly ajar for Scott City, and we'll pick up with how it all transpired, the final 5:13 of the game. It was a wild one. We'll come back in our next segment with that here on WesternKansasNews.com.